More than 2 years since the conflict began, Tigrayan rebels have started handing over weapons to Ethiopia's federal government. It's part of a peace agreement signed 2 months ago.
As per the agreement, disarmament needs to be carried out. We have disengaged from our front lines. TDF has also done the same. We have done this by agreement.
The leaders of the Tigrayan rebels dominated Ethiopia's politics and military for nearly 30 years. After Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed took office in 2018, they defected with a substantial faction of the army and its weapons. African Union inspectors were there to see them being handed back to the government.
We have seen the handing and taking over of military hardware by both the Tigrayan Defense Forces and Ethiopian National Defense Force.
The peace deal also stated that foreign forces should leave Tigray. Eritrea's army fought there on the Ethiopian government's side. Access to Tigray is restricted, but humanitarian workers say Eritrean soldiers are still there. They've been accused of executing and raping civilians. Activists say the Tigrayan rebels have been pushed into a corner.
They have been told in no uncertain terms by the AU and by the European Union and by the Americans that they have to accept whatever is offered to them. And what has been offered to them now is the trickling of aid in exchange for the total disarmament of the Tigray Defense Forces, the only forces that were protecting the Tigray people against the barbarity unleashed by Eritrean forces and the Ethiopian forces.
The UN estimates 500,000 people have died from violence and starvation during the conflict. Hundreds of thousands of others have been forced from their homes. People are still waiting to see if there'll be lasting peace or justice. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.